I bring that in because of the racial overtones, and they're very clear, and we can find those through much of American history. Warren Harding was accused of having African-American ancestors. That was actually involved in the 1920s, so it's come in many times. Then we can see then the regional insults coming in, raised solely on hoe cake made of coarse ground southern corn, along with bacon and hominy, with an occasional change of fricasseed bullfrog. Of course, the Jeffersonians, I should say Adams and Jefferson weren't doing this themselves. They were friends, although, that friendship was pretty frayed by the end of this. But the Jefferson supporters calling Mr. Adams a fool, hypocrite, criminal, and tyrant in one continued tempest of malignant passion. It's a little bit more reserved, I suppose. but you get the sense. Jefferson turned out to be a very popular president, and one of the reasons for his popularity came with the Louisiana Purchase of 1803, which almost doubled the size of the United States and was purchased from France at a pretty low price. Very popular in most of the area, although it certainly had its opponents. A lot of New Englanders were worried. They were worried about the West becoming too strong. They were worried about New England losing its influence, New England with its commercial ties to the Atlantic world. And here is a very different part of the country without those sort of Atlantic connections, so that was a concern.